Good evening. Thank you so much for, yes, you can sit down, for this such a warm reception. I think we just had a great time. I hope I'm not speaking for out of turn, but I did. I'd like to please give it up for the graduating seniors of the CSO, which are, and please rise up, Hannah Robbins, Rachel Kim, Tanvi Atambare, yes, Jack Dewey, Tim N, Charles Shirk, Benjamin Shear. And now let's applaud everyone because everyone is great.
Can you hear me?
There we go. Before we begin the second half, we have one addition to the program. The organist for the next half that you're about to hear is Dr. Jeffrey Snedeker, Cornell class of 78. We now bring you back to late 18th century Vienna, where a 36-year-old Mozart was approaching both the pinnacle of his career and his own untimely death. Though the Requiem was originally a commission for a Viennese count on the occasion of his late wife's passing, as Mozart's health worsened, the compositional process turned inwards. Mozart began to unravel mentally, and ultimately the piece was left unfinished. Some say that at some point he began writing it as his own elegy, his own funeral rite. Some say that he was wildly paranoid that someone was sabotaging him or poisoning him. Regardless, the world was closing in on Mozart. Similarly, our rendition will begin to unspool towards the end, leaving out parts of the orchestration that Mozart never got a chance to complete, ending with a fragment of an amen scribbled on the back of a manuscript for a different piece discovered many years later. We will hear Mozart the Icon with his intricately crafted textures and divinely inspired melodies, but we will also hear Mozart the Human, someone fighting fiercely to convey everything that he had left in his heart and in his mind before his soul transitioned into the perpetual light.
Thank you. sporgenzo.